Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Mapipo.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. And how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Lovely, lovely, man. I do hope your day has been good.
Day's been fine. How's been yours?
No, mine has been good as well. Thank you so much for asking. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about the transparency paradox. I mean, those of you who are joining us, we're talking to Christopher Mapipo. Now, we are living in an era of constant shift, market volatility, and sudden restructuring and AI disruptions have left employees asking one central question. What is actually happening to my job? As a leader, conventional wisdom tells you to be transparent. Now, we share everything, build trust through absolute honesty. But what happens when the truth is terrifying? If you tell your team that layoffs are possible, you risk sparking panic, killing productivity, and driving your top talent out the door. If you hide the truth, you destroy your credibility. It is the ultimate leadership tightrope. How much should you share when you don't have all the answers yourself? Well, to help us look at all of these is our guest, as I said, Mr. Mapipo. Now, let's start broad, sir. In highly uncertain times, is there ever such a thing as too much transparency?
Yes, sir, there is. There can be too much transparency. Hmm. I'd like to say that transparency does not mean sharing everything. It means sharing what people need to know and what to know in a way that helps them rather than harms them. Hmm. So as a leader, one needs to be, there's a level of stewardship of information. The information that comes to you is the only reason you are in a position of knowing more than the rest of the team is the privilege that comes with your position. So that being the case means there must be stewardship of information. There's certain things that are confidential or would be premature to share when they're still in the pipeline, but one can share the sketchy details or give a general direction without giving too much detail. So yes, even in uncertainty, there is something called as in being too transparent, which can actually backfire or harm organization.
Now, when leaders withhold information to protect their team, what is the hidden cost there? How does a vacuum of information impact the team morale and productivity?
All right. Thank you so much. Let me just retract a bit on the starting from the previous question. You see, people can handle bad news depending on the way it's delivered. What they can't handle is silence, suspicion, a vacuum, because then that will be fueled by speculation and rumor mongering. And this has terrible, terrible consequences for the organization, for the entire team. A vacuum of information creates fear, distrust, gossip mill runs wild, there's reduced morale, there's lower productivity because people are speculating, there's no clear direction of factual communication. So it is better that one communicates, as a leader, communicate the bad news in a way that people can handle it, as opposed to just let them guess, leave them to themselves. This will create a bigger problem.
And how do you advise a leader to filter what they share? What is the exact criteria a leader should use to decide, what information goes to the team and what information needs to stay behind closed doors for a while?
That's a very brilliant question. I think there are three. Personally, I would use three tests. Number one, is it true? Don't share speculation. Is it true? Do we have conclusive facts here? So that's the first filter. Is it true? Second, is it useful? Will this information help people understand the situation or perform better? Because like I said, there's stewardship of information. One must be very careful to say there's there's something you'd call as excess sharing too much. So is it useful? Is it something that people need to know? Then the third filter I would say is it mine to share? There is some information that, yes, it is true. Yes, it is useful, but it is not yours to share. In an organization, for example, it may be some information belongs to legal processes. It's a board discussion. It's an HR matter, or it's confidential negotiations. If information passes all these three tests I've shared, it is useful, it is true, it is mine to share, then as a leader, go ahead and communicate it. Another principle is share the impact. Even when you cannot share all the details, just let the people know that we may not know exactly how this thing will impact us, but this situation affects us, and probably it may impact us in this way generally. So they begin to prepare themselves as information becomes available.
Now, thank you so much for that. Now, there's a school of thought that says, if you don't have a solution, don't raise a problem. Do you agree with that statement? Or should leaders share the problems even when they are still figuring out what the answers could be?
I don't agree with that. In that, if a leader does not share the problems, that does not share a challenge, it will create a crisis, because the leaders will only speak when they have all the answers, which might be too late to resolve issues. So, and also, people are not looking for leaders who have all the answers in the world. They know leaders, they give them a benefit of doubt. They know leaders are people. They have challenges. They're limited at any given time in terms of capacity or information or other things. But then what they want is credibility. A leader who's able to say, here is what we know. Here is what we don't know. Here is what we are going to find out in terms of when we have the answers, we'll communicate. People really expect the leaders to be omniscient, knowing everything. They expect honesty. So leadership is not about pretending to have all the answers. It is about providing direction while seeking those answers. Just giving direction while seeking those answers. So I definitely don't agree. You should be able to raise the problem. There's this situation here. My leadership is looking into it. We are trying to address it. Right now, what we know is this. What we don't know is A, B, C, D. But then we will communicate as information, as the stream unfolds or becomes clearer to us. That way, people know that you are being honest, you're credible, as opposed to pretending to know and just keeping quiet until you've figured it all out. And some answers may actually come from your team.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Now, Brin Brown champions vulnerability in leadership, but how does a leader then show that vulnerability during a crisis without appearing weak or incompetent?
All right. Yeah. So, vulnerability is important. In fact, in leadership, there are times where you must show your vulnerability. People must be relatable. You have limitations. You have you're not Superman. So. It's not an emotional dumping, as in just breaking down in front of your staff. It is honest confidence. A vulnerable leader will say things like, this situation is challenging. I don't yet have every answer, but I am committed to working through it with you, as in the team. That is very different from saying, I have no idea what I'm doing. You see, that vulnerability, when you say, I have no idea, that shakes the confidence of those who are supposed to be following you. But when you say, this situation we are facing is challenging. I don't yet have answers, every answer, but right now I can assure you we are committed to working through it with you. Employees don't need a perfect leader, like I said, they need a trustworthy leader. The balance is this: be honest about uncertainty, and then be confident about commitment. Assure them you're certainly going to get through it. Right now, this is what it's uncomfortable. We are where we are, but rest assured we are working around the clock to resolve this thing. People draw strength from leaders who are authentic. Not leaders who pretend everything is fine.
Because that's also quite detrimental. Now, leaders often cite legal or even HR constraints for keeping quiet. Yes. How can a leader be transparent about the impact of a situation without really violating confidentiality? I think you did skim through this earlier.
Yes, I did touch on that, but I can still give some more context. The team should know, it's important, it's their right. The team should know as early as possible that challenges exist. It is important when market share is slumping, things are heading southwards, that you begin to prep the team, just say that it's better they hear it from their leaders than they should start hearing it from social media, or competitors, the rumor mill, customers, or rumors. You may not know who will be affected, but you still can communicate as a leader to say the reality of the situation. You can share that. This thing is brewing right now. We're losing accounts. We are losing this. Share that. The reasons for the challenge, for example, if it's loss of market share, you said there's a new competitor, they've come in with low prices. So right now we are trying to see how we can best reposition ourselves, that these challenges, you lay out the steps being taken, the timeline for these decisions, then when the next update will be provided. So they'll know that right now you've communicated there's this challenge and it affects the organization, but we are doing everything to address it, and it will take a week or two or a month. We'll get back to you. We'll show you, configuring our new strategy to try and get back to our position or the like. But this should not be left to the team to speculate or pick from elsewhere, like I said, for other credible sources. Because in my own experience, leading organizations through difficult periods, there's one organization I led, which I practically said that was baptism through fire. I have found that people can handle bad news. What they struggle is being blindsided, being left to speculate, being left to themselves. Transparency should increase as certainty increases. So it's important to let them know.
Yeah. Now, if you could leave our listeners, whether they're CEO or first-time managers, just with one golden rule for communication during a crisis, what would it be?
My golden rule would be communicate early, communicate honestly, and communicate consistently. People will forgive leaders for not having all the answers. Mm-hmm. They rarely forgive leaders who disappear when times become difficult or who remain silent.
Yeah.
During a crisis, leadership is often less about solving every problem immediately and more about giving clarity, stability, and hope. You are there. Your confidence will give confidence to the team that's following. John Maxwell says this: people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So you are in a position of knowing what is happening and what may happen, but your communication to them does show them that you care. So where you come through, it's like a parent who comes and say, we are going through this right now. Doctors say I'm not too well, but the details are yet to emerge. But I'm just letting you know, as my children in general, something is happening to me, and it prepares, and they appreciate, those who are looking up to you for leadership appreciate that you are communicating, not keeping them in the dark. The finer details may not be available there to have at that moment, but you've given them that direction.
Man, my brother, I must thank you so much for coming through. I think it's one of the most important skills that managers and leaders should actually have. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Blessings. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.